Everything under the sun.
That's all right. That's all right. Paul is with us now. He's Paul Brohan is the manager of watch sales at Weir's Jewellery Shop. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Ryan.
We're talking about watches because they're still hugely popular gifts for pretty much every life event. It might be kind of thank you for working for 25 years and a get out, here's a watch. Yeah. It could be a happy anniversary to the husband you love. It's something you generally give from a woman to a man, is it? Is that, like, what's most commonly...
Possibly, yeah. Most likely, if it's a special present, it's a woman to a guy.
Yeah.
One that's popping up recently is when a girl and a guy have got engaged.
And they get a...
Later on, yeah. You know, when the marriage is popping up, some of the girls might decide, hey, why don't I get him something special for the wedding?
Okay.
It's not typical, but it's growing.
And are watch sales healthy? Because I've noticed, I used to wear a watch all my life until about... 3 years ago, and now I just look at my phone.
Yeah.
You must have been suffering from that, are you?
Well, not so much from that, but actually more so when we had the downturn in business. There was a little bit of drop-off then. At the moment, we're lucky, our business goes, because we have a lot of tourists, especially Chinese tourists, purchasing. That's the Irish business is tough at the minute, but it is growing again. But there's a lot of talk about people referring to the phone for time, which they probably do. But what we find too is that a lot of people love wearing a watch. It's not necessarily just for telling time. It's part of who they are. I mean, a typical one would be on ladies' watches. We've been told by lots of reports, you know, all the industry looks at these all the time.
Yeah.
And lots of guys are saying, oh, women of a certain age group from 18 to, say, 40, don't prefer to watch because they have their phone running all the time with all the information on it, and they get their details from there and time from there. Yet the biggest selling watch, unit-wise, is Michael Kors. And that is 95% of woman's watch. You know, these big rose gold looking watches, which looks like a guy's watch, but that's the fashion at the moment, and fashion is driving the business.
So for many people, it's as much a timepiece as it is either, it could be a status symbol, my watch is very expensive, sort of thing, or it could be a fashion accessory.
It is. Fashion accessory. In a big way. I mean, even in our business, we've opened a dedicated fashion area in the lower ground floor.
Have you?
With about 10 different, you know, all the fashion brands, you know, Kors, Armani and all these guys. But say the classic watch, the guys who are, and especially if you're buying a guy a gift, say it's a special gift, what else does he wear jewellery-wise? Besides the obvious wedding band.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's a watch. So if you were buying a colleague even a present here, you might say, why don't we get him a nice watch? And depending on the budget, there's a watch for everybody. You can have it in the different, you can have the, you know, the big G-Shock type of watch there.
Yeah, you brought in some of the watch. The G-Shock is a massive, it's literally what you'd expect G.I. Joe to wear.
Exactly.
Big plastic lump of probably expensive hardware.
No, it's
105. Okay, 105.
You could go up to, if you wish, you could spend as high as 3,000 on one of those, you know, high-fangled version of that.
And why is this popular?
Because it literally can take every type of wear and tear.
Okay.
Now, a lot of guys love that. We find a lot of guys who are in firefighting in particular, you know, army guys love it because it will take that sort of wear.
Yeah.
Now, if you were buying a special watch, say, for a 21st or a 30th or, say, the 50th, it wouldn't be that type. It would be more a classic.
You wouldn't wear this with a suit.
It's not typical with a suit at all. I tell you, ideally, if every watch company had their way, they'd have you and I wearing two or three watches for different occasions.
Yeah, okay. So you have, like, your Wurzel Gummidge head depending on the mood.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the days are gone where people wear dress watches, you know, where it's especially for dress. But you'll wear a watch, like a lifestyle watch, that will take wear, that will wear with a suit, etc. Yeah. But also looks well if you're out, say, casually, etc.
That can work both ways. Yeah. Now, you brought in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 watches here.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd be very particular about the kind of watch I would wear, be inclined to wear, and I went straight for, where did it go?
It's there, the little Raymond Ryle watch there.
Is it this one?
No, it's the little model on the leather band.
I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Sorry. Because I didn't like the big metally ones. I didn't drop it, thank God.
There's a few there with glitz as well.
Yeah, there's blingy things. I find that I couldn't bear them. Now, there's a black leather with Roman numerals, which always attracts me. And then you've got this, what reminds me of the old Swatch thing. You can see the mechanics of it behind the face, which is quite dinky.
The old skeleton Swatch that was once made. That one there, actually, that's by Raymond Ryle. They make this simple to produce a mechanical watch with the old static or classic style.
That's lovely.
And you notice in the front of it, they let you actually look at the movement from the front.
Yeah, I love
now,
that.
If you were a watch collector of sorts, and there are plenty of those guys, and you love the idea of the traditional values, you're looking at something like that.
Yeah.
Now, that depends on your wrist movement.
Yeah.
Because the little rotor on the back of it there, the movement of that winds the watch. So long as you're wearing the watch, it'll keep ticking away and it'll go for 2 full days off the wrist.
Okay. It's funny because, as you say, old fashioned, and I mean, it tallies. as me exactly. It's the one the only one I'd wear of the six you brought in.
And just on the visual look,
etc. Yeah. Straight in. So
but that would be a classic design. And I said, if somebody was came in to me today and said, listen, I want to watch for my as a special occasion that looks smart all the time, we'd be suggesting something like that.
You're going for that. Can I tell them how much it costs?
Yes, please,
This watch costs €1,500. See, that to me, that's outrageous amount of money for a watch. But you have watches that cost, let's go to the highest range.
The highest one we have present in store is 146,000.
Oh, for a watch?
What class
watch?
It's by a company called Patek Philippe. They are renowned as.
And what does it do? Does it clean the house?
Time.
Does it bring it to work?
No, but it has what's called a complicated mechanical movement with a lot of functions in it.
Seriously?
Not like your Casio watch where it's about technology. It's about
go back to that mad watch. 100 and what?
What we have is 146,000.
And have you sold any of them?
Yes. Not every day of the week, but we have.
Irish people?
No, not yet.
Chinese?
Chinese.
And why do they
But also outside, we have a few international clients from, like, even countries as far away as Brazil, where somebody can't get it in their own country, or because Europe at the moment is considerably lower in price than mainland China because of taxes and extras that are put on them there. And a lot of Chinese people travelling love to buy a watch in Europe because it has a little bit of extra
I got this
value.
On my tour in Europe.
Exactly.
I see, okay.
In store X, Y or Z.
Oh, very good. And would you employ a Chinese staff member for this
purpose? We currently have three Chinese staff in our watch area alone.
Isn't that fascinating?
Simply because of language barrier. Yeah. And it works a treat.
I bet you. That's amazing. I didn't
know. It's supposed to be like the Irish guy down in Australia. If you went into a shop in Australia and you heard the old Irish brogue across the way, you'd be over there like to buy whatever you're buying there.
You would, wouldn't you?
But they do like the communication.
At the other end of the ladder, we have the €25 Casio special. I think I had one of these when I was in school.
Yeah.
And it's not quite square. What, I don't know what shape
it would
is.
Be. It would be a sort of a elliptical shape, I think they call
very
it.
Good.
There's any amount of those. And recently they've produced this in colours, light colours.
It's like retro, is it? It's considered almost like a fun...
That is retro.
Yeah.
And they brought out a gold-plated version of that, and women are wearing as a fashion accessory, which wasn't typical for that type of watch.
I can see hipsters wearing these.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like they'd be stroking their beard and wearing their Casio going, I'm very alternative.
And it tells time, and I don't need anything else. And if you were buying time, and you said, I just want it for time, don't need to go beyond this Casio or the Swatch watch for 25, 30, 40 euro.
Yeah.
But if you're taking a step beyond that, and you're buying yourself the special gift, then you start looking at the other pieces here.
If this was a phone, it would probably go so ancient and old, but yet it perfectly functioning. Now, this is a beautiful face on this very slim, very, very...
ultra thin,
Ultra thin. I quite like that too, but I would hate the strap,
bracelet,
which is just a gold bracelet, which I don't think a man should wear.
No, it's not your typical guy, but you can have it in steel as well, but it's probably for a more mature guy who wants the classic watch and doesn't want any weight on his wrist.
Okay.
You know, it's and you
he might
you
play
wish,
golf. Would he play golf, do you think?
I wouldn't. It doesn't make you play any better either.
€1,030 for that one. Do you like that?
Yeah, but not for me.
No.
No, I wouldn't wear that. I would wear the steel version of that on a leather band.
You would?
As a dress watch. Yeah.
Can you put those headphones on you there, if you don't mind, please,
Paul?
Just there, hanging off the... See that?
Oh, this?
There you go. Yeah, so let's put them on your head. And we'll say hello to Alan, who's on the line. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
You want to ask Paul a question. You watch wearer yourself?
I am a watch wearer, yes. I have a Rolex watch, a Submariner.
Super, yeah.
Okay, why is that super, Paul?
Oh, it's one of the best watches you can have. Actually, that was the original Bond watch.
Ah.
Before Bond got paid for wearing it.
Ah, very good.
Ian Fleming, when he wrote his books, always included the Rolex Submariner.
Ah, and how did you come across this, Alan?
My wife bought it for me.
For
my 40th birthday.
Did you want it?
I had a difficult past with watches. They all seem to break down. I'm a horticulturist, and they never last very long. But this watch I've had for 8 years, and never a problem with it. It loses about 5 minutes every couple of months.
And is it inscribed?
It's not, no.
And do you wear it if you're out and about?
I wear it 24 hours, nearly. I take it off, go to bed, and put it on in the morning.
And do you get slagged for having a Rolex?
No, it's very subtle. It's a stainless steel one. It's stainless steel with a black face, so you'd have to look closely to know it's a Rolex. You know it's an expensive watch, but
it sounds classy, all right. Paul, what's your question for Paul, Alan?
What would be the price of servicing? I know it's overdue a service. Just an average price of servicing a Rolex.
An average for that one, including what's called a waterproofing, etc., would be around about €600.
For servicing for a watch?
Full service, stripped down. Time would be other thing too. It takes around about 4 to 6 weeks to have that serviced and back on your wrist, etc. Including the service, they valet the whole case of the watch as well. Now, if you haven't had a service in 8 years, it's just about due a service now.
Yeah.
And if you use it a lot in water, like swimming, etc., you'd probably need to get the waterproofing checked.
How do you feel about that, Alan? 600 squids?
Yeah, it's a bit expensive, but it's lasted me 8 years. It hasn't, as I said, I'd be through about 20 watches at this stage of another brand.
Alan, do you want me to mention the price of the watch as it is now?
Yeah, I'm dying to know.
Yes, please.
7,100.
Whoa! Oh, really?
So she bought you a good watch.
Well, now, Alan.
It's gone up significantly.
Gosh, she must love you. As we know, money can buy love.
Yeah.
So Alan, 7,000. Do these watches hold their value? Do they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah.
If not appreciated.
Yeah. I mean, there's a possibility if Alan got absolutely sick and tired of it, etc., he could either trade it. You know, because we trade back from, especially on a brand like Rolex, or he might. Some guys, you can buy and sell them as well. He won't realise 7,100 for it.
Yeah, but not
he
far
did
away.
A decent return.
Right.
I mean, 8 years ago, it wasn't 7,100. It would have been approximately around. Can I give away the price,
go
Alan?
On, go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I know.
It, would have been around about 4,500, 4,600, something of that order.
Still, though.
I bought it off yourselves at Dundrum, yeah.
Oh, did you? Oh, lovely. All right.
This is getting better and better. We have to go to the news. Alan, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Not at all.
That's great news, by the way.
Yeah, I'd say there's a happy man.
Tell him to call into it. Oh, actually, one last thing. Just the clock is going back this weekend, Alan, so don't forget to bring it back.
Oh, very good, very
fall
good.
Fall back, you know, that 1 hour, an extra hour in the bed.
Paul, stick around. I have too many questions. We'll be back after this. 10, yeah, bring that round to you. Yep, good man. Okay, and I'm still here with Paul Brohan from Weirs, and we're talking watches. We kept him over at the 10 o'clock break because just the reaction has been enormous in terms of people with questions for you, Paul, but people clearly love their watches. Gareth in Dundalk says, I bought an Ainslie,
yeah.
And they're Irish made. Never used to wear one, I love it, and it's supporting local made firm, which is good.
Yeah.
Can you ask your guest the price of servicing? Well, I did that. Mary says, I was always told that a watch puts time on a relationship, so I've never bought my husband a watch because I'm afraid it might end our relationship. Silly, I know, but these are the superstitions, a bit like me. Have you heard superstitions about watches?
Yes.
Like what?
One of them used to be when a guy gave a girl a watch. Yeah. It was the next move to an engagement ring. But I didn't know about putting end of time, etc.
Imagine if you produced a box to your girlfriend and the next thing you know, she opens it and it sees a watch.
And she, yeah.
Tell you, I'd be in trouble that night. John from Waterford says, do you wear a watch, Waller? Grace?
I used to wear two, and now I wear none.
Why? Just don't.
Cause no you, reason.
You'd love
no
this. You'd love this cheapy hipster Casio. Yeah. Yeah, take that.
That's brilliant.
You can't have it necessarily, but you can take it. That would be perfect for Grace. Yes, now. Yeah. That's what I'd get
plastic
for her.
Like
cheap plastic and slightly jaundiced. John from Waterford, sense of humour, I meant, of course, yeah. Obviously not an illness. John from Waterford says, I couldn't go without a watch. I've got a new watch for the last 5 years from the States, mainly diesel watches. I love big watches. The bigger the better. And it has to be big digital watches now.
Yeah.
Well, that would tally with the G-Shock.
The diesel would be part of fashion, though, you know, like Armani and DK and Kenneth Cole and all these guys.
Okay, that's where you're... this watch is €1,550. This is a Aqua Racer.
Yeah, Tag Heuer Aqua Racer. And it does everything. It would be the Tag... Oh, I shouldn't say it that way. It would be similar to the Submariner watch that the other gentleman was wearing earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That's a quartz or a battery version of the same thing. It's fully waterproof, etc. And because it's Tag, it's in that price area. Like, okay. If Longines produced an equivalent of that, would be about half that price.
All right, Jacinta says, have you ever heard of Sullis Harbour Master Watch? Ever heard of that? Sullis?
No, not
news to us. Could you ask about Maurice Lacroix watches? I have a diamond surround watch. It cost me €1,300, but I've never seen them in Ireland.
We have them.
You have them?
Yeah, good
Weirs
watch.
Weirs in Grafton Street, off you go. Could you ask Paul, have you a website? Do you take deposits and do you stock D and G watches? And what do you think of them? My husband had two before and now he wants another one.
Okay.
So,
yes, we take deposits.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we do.
And you take them, do you stock D and G?
No. Actually, D and G have no longer been made as a watch.
They're
now, Dolce & Gabbana pulled the whole
range
thing on D and G items. They got the wrong reaction to it. They were getting the wrong people wearing the watches, etc. The wrong sell-through, should I say. They had thousands of sales of watches, but it wasn't helping the high end of their business.
Oh,
so Dolce & Gabbana,
they were getting too common, is that what you're saying?
No, it wasn't that. No, it wasn't common, I assure
you. That's what
you
I
that.
Thought you were saying.
No, it was a case that they found that the higher end of their business suffered dramatically. So Dolce & Gabbana make one or two watches, but the brand D&G, which was unbelievably popular, was a, like a bling, all diamond set piece. Yeah. Every teenager from age 15 to 21 had these. Like, D&G Ireland outsold Britain by 3-1.
Wow.
And taking the populations to two countries, it was huge. But it's been replaced. D&G now, oh, for women, has been replaced by Michael Kors. But on men's watches, Hugo Boss or Kenneth Cole, or I tell you, Ted Baker, you know, all these fashion brands. Yeah. They're the guys that are replacing
They're selling watches.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a Rolex, which I have just had to send to Switzerland as the bracelet broke. I was quoted €1,700 for a new bracelet and €750 for the service to mend a scratch on the glass. Is there anyone that replaces Rolex bracelets in Dublin?
Well, we can acquire bracelets for them, but it depends. If it's a, if it's an old steel bracelet, it'll be at least €1,000. If it's a mixture of the gold and steel, and when Rolex have gold on their watches, it's 18 karat gold. So if it's 1750, I assume it's something like that.
Okay, so you're
it's
not
worth doing whatever they quote it. If you want ourselves to have a look at it, we'd gladly do so.
Head into Weir's then and sort yourself out. My husband and I collect watches. We both have about 10 watches each, and classic and designer ones. Ryan, I bought my silver bracelet Crosshill watch back in 1998 in Bloomingdale's, New York, my first visit to the US. It cost $90. It's still going, inspired by Monica Geller of Friends. I suppose you get fashion being influenced by people and, you know,
big
celebrities
time,
and endorsements.
If they put their name to it, like David Beckham hasn't done it yet, but
Pierce Brosnan would have done it. And
Pierce was very much involved with Omega.
Yeah,
when they took over when he was James Bond, Omega took over the watch collection for Bond then.
Yeah, and that's where
in recent times. The new James Bond, who escapes me at the moment.
Daniel Craig. He's in that zone too. Thinking about buying a watch for my husband for Christmas. How do you rate the Breitling range?
Good. Very good. High end. That's big watch as well. Good. Huge watch, but a fantastic movement.
Can't seem to wear a watch lately. Any watch I wear stops. Well, you have to sort of... I have a Raymond Veil or Vial or Wild, depending what you're saying, Tango. And I love it. The diamonds are on it.
Lovely. And they are diamonds on that as well.
Yeah. How much would that set you back?
Anything from around about €950 to about €1,350.
Lovely. A woman said that if you gave a man a watch, it would put time on a relationship. Well, it was true for me because I bought my husband a Rolex and he was gone within a year. It cost over €12,000 for, seriously, lads, for an Oyster Rolex. How much would it be worth now? He went with the watch and all.
All right.
How
many years ago?
I didn't say.
All right. If it was say 10 years ago, if it was 12,000 then, it would be probably around about 19,000 now.
All right, so they all they appreciate it.
Oh, they would big time.
Got my boyfriend the Tag Formula One watch for his 40th. Is that a good watch?
Yeah. If the Formula One series,
if he's into that, obviously,
it's the sporty end of it. It's like that type, the Aqua Racer there, but a little bit sportier looking.
Okay, good. Liz Kinch was on at the other end of the watch scale. I have approximately 170 Swatch watches. I love the funky style. Most expensive one is €1,100.
Yeah. A lot of collectors in that, and there's actually a Swatch Collectors Club worldwide.
Yes, there is.
And there was a time when
I remember they were huge at one point.
They still are huge as a, like as your everyday watch, but there were times like we'd have guys who'd buy maybe 20 or 30 at a time, present them as gifts, and they even brought out one platinum one many years ago, and they launched it on the New York Stock Exchange.
Get away, okay.
They launched it at £1,200, and within 3 days they were at auction for £2,500.
People, they just love it.
It was just, you know when something you can't have, you must have.
Yes, well, there is that, of course. Yeah, that's a supply and demand issue. I wear a rotary Chronospeed every day, but I'm looking for something for good wear, but also waterproof.
Yeah.
Where would you send them?
Yeah, well, Rotary will produce a watch like so, a classic-looking watch, and you'll get a nice watch from Tissot or Seiko. Seiko's brought out this solar collection, which is eco-friendly as well. No batteries required. The dial is a solar panel, so once it gets regular light, it'll drive on forever.
I was always slightly mystified by a very nerdy question about the Roman numerals, because when it gets to 4, it should be IV, but you've got 4 bars for 4 on
apparently,
watches.
Apparently, my research on it is that both are correct. The very old Roman numerals always had 4.
In ancient Rome?
Yeah.
Ah.
But the IV. Now, from my Latin days, I remember that. Yeah. That wasn't today or yesterday.
Latin
I studied Latin many years ago.
So you'd know IV should be 4.
Oh, yeah, but IV is 4, but so are the 4 individual. And most times on a watch, you'll see 4 individual.
You would.
Yes.
It's very unusual to see an IV.
I believe both are correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to take the Emperor's word on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there, Paul. Thanks so much for coming in. I had no idea that the listeners would be as interested as they are in watches, because they obviously take them very seriously, and pretty much most people have one.
Yes, and it's not unusual. Somebody have 2 or 3, and typical time, Christmas time, you know, somebody thinking to buy a gift for the guy, the special guy.
Yeah.
What other jewellery do most guys wear? The watch seems to be the winner there.
I think if I was going to buy a watch, I'd be coming to you because you, not out of a sort of cheap plug for your program, I just think you have a knowledge about, you match a personality to watch.
We try.
It's really impressive. Yeah, I think that's quite a skill you have. But it comes from years of doing it.
Oh, I've been a few years.
Yeah.
This is my 38th year.
Is it really?
Yeah,
okay, well, time has been good to you.
Thank you.
In every sense. Somebody wants to know what you're wearing watch-wise.
Well, at the moment I'm wearing a watch called Baume & Mercier. It's similar to the Raymond Wild watch you looked at, a classic watch on a leather band with a date and time only.
So
it's an automatic movement. It's a traditional watch.
Okay.
Run the same way as that Rolex Submariner.
So you're a bit old school yourself then?
I am, very much so, yeah.
You say watches appreciate. Does that apply to all high-end or just Rolex?
No, actually, when we say appreciate as
a value.
They go up in price.
Yeah.
I mean, if you buy one today and you try and sell it tomorrow, there's no guarantee. It's not identical to the car driving off the forecourt. But like that guy had the Rolex watch at 7.1. Less than 3 years ago, that was 4.8. And because they upped the grade of the watch a bit and they had a price change, if he was selling that tomorrow, he'd get at least 4.8 for that.
Wow, okay, well, that's interesting. Paul, it's been great to see you. Thanks for coming in. Yeah. We might do it again sometime. You're in Weir's Jewellery Shop there in Dublin. It's a mainstay. It's one of the few that has really survived.
Yeah, it's 145 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Same family.
Who is it? What family is it?
Generation. Weir's. It's one of the Weir family.
Are they Irish?
Oh, very much so, yeah. Originally Scottish. And they've been in that building. This year is the 145th anniversary.
Because you pass it by on your way to Switzer's when Switzer's was there. It's now Brown Thomas. And, you know, it was one of those shops that has always been kind of in the national consciousness by its physical presence on that street. But thankfully it survived. And it's an Irish family business.
Very much. And in the same hands all those years. Yeah. We think nobody can be 100% sure. We think we're the oldest business running in Ireland. I think Thomas Reid had that before he went from the fish tackle shop to whatever it is now.
Yeah. Well, brilliant. Well, I'm glad to hear it's all still going well, and they're lucky to have you, Paul. Thanks for your time this morning. Nice to see you.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.